Manchester's D Radio Sports with Liverpool FC. Step into spring with the latest LFC label fashion arrivals in store now on Northgate Street, Chester, or online at liverpoolfc.com/store.
Let's go across now to Hare Lane, shall we? And say a very good afternoon to head coach Guy Ford. Hi, Guy.
Afternoon, Steve.
How are you? Have you come from that game? It was quite a game, wasn't it, really, this afternoon?
Yeah, really. Entertaining game. Put on a good show for quite a big crowd. So, no, it's disappointed to lose, as ever, but no, good entertaining afternoon, I think.
Yeah, we got to a good start, didn't it, really? 5-0 with a try from Luke Cox, but no conversion. So it was a good start, wasn't it?
Yeah, really good start. We got into the, which is something we've been struggling a bit the last few weeks, we got into the game really, really quick and played some really nice rugby and probably deserved a little bit more, but weren't quite clinical enough. Mm. Could have made, we'd had another really clear-cut opportunity, but didn't take the chance. To get us two scores in front, but no, a really good start and got just reward with the Coxie try.
Yeah, and then they came back as five with no conversion, so five apiece there. And then they went further ahead with another try and conversion, didn't they, making it 12-5.
Yeah, they're dangerous side files, are they? You give them any, that both their tries came from our attacks. We were deep in their half and just turned the ball over, and they've got some very quick backs. And move the ball high-skilled side, which is why they finished where they did in the league. And yeah, they're dangerous. If you cough the ball up in the space, they're very dangerous.
Right, yeah. And then they got, you got a penalty, didn't you? Geoffin Long, score from a penalty, making it 8-12. But again, they came back 19-8 and then 26-8 at half-time. Then we go into the second half, and then was it Sean Green who scored a try just after half time?
Yeah, we went in at half time, 26-8 down, but felt we were probably playing the better rugby and were probably the better side in the first half, but Fylde were just far more clinical than we were, and that was just the message at half time. The boys thought they were still in the game, and we played really well in the second half, and Sean Green got a try in what's his final game after 404 games, I think it is.
Wow.
And so he got just one, was a real standout performer today. And then Alec Croft also snuck over one, and he's retiring as well. So just reward for those two lads who got a couple of scores in the second half for us and made it a really interesting game going into sort of the final quarter.
That's right, it was then 25-33 after that, after Crofty scored that try, and then the final score was 25-40, another, again, far going ahead there with the try and conversion, the final score 25-40, so, I mean, as we think last time we discussed, we talked about Fylde, and it's going to be a difficult game for him, like you said, 35 points separating the teams before you started, then second and sixth place. I mean, overall, you know, this is your first season in charge, isn't it, of the club this season? Is that right, Guy?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, are you happy the way things have gone for you?
Yeah, yes, reasonably happy. We're a bit disappointed with the last few results. We thought we should have put out a few better performances, but overall, we set out sort of on a 2-year plan in terms of the league to have a real crack next year and try and be challenging near the top. But this year, a real sort of building block and try and finish fifth, sixth sort of mark, which is where we've ended up. So we're about where we should be this year. We've won some tight games, lost some tight games, but we've developed into a really good rugby team at home. We need to work on our away form, but really pleased with how the first one's gone. And a good building block into next year, after a bit of a break.
Yeah, so you've got a couple of players leaving, as you said there, so have you got any plans to bring people in?
Yeah, we're working quite hard. We've obviously got a massive youth section as well, so we've had quite a few of the sort of under-18s training with us since Christmas. And there's some good players in that group which will come in and sort of bolster up our second team and push a few of those guys up who are ready to make the jump. And then, yeah, it's a ever-increasingly tough job to recruit players. But we're on with it, and we're trying to entice a few boys to come and join us and,
yeah.
Sort of follow our vision, because the club's in a good place. And the facilities we've got are outstanding, and we're sort of got established in the league we're in now. We've been here for the best part of 10 years, always sort of in and around the top four or five teams. So we're ready as a club to try and make that jump.
I was talking to Steve Bate, your secretary, and he was saying that potentially there might be changes next year in terms of the league, that you may not be in National League 2 North next year. It might change. Is that right?
Yeah, we might end up in, however bizarre it will sound, we might end up in National 2 South West.
What?
Yeah. I think our nearest game will be Bristol.
No.
But it's a challenge we'll have to take on. The RFU makes some interesting decisions at the best of times, and this seems to be one of them that we will we'll have to take on the chin and look forward to the challenge. Go and visit some teams and some clubs a lot of the guys haven't played against before. Some really far trips all the way down to sort of a southerly tip of Cornwall down in Redruth. But equally, on the other hand, all those teams have got to come up here, and that'll be a challenge for them.
That's true. So when do you actually know that's been confirmed then? Is that still being decided, or has it been confirmed?
You'd like to think we'd know before the end of this season, but no, it hasn't been decided yet, and they've not given us a final date. Waiting on the league above to see what happens with promotion and relegation we've got a lot of good friends and good clubs in the league we've been in for the last 10 years, so it'll be a shame to move, but it's one of those that's out of our hands, really. And then I think the RFU are going to restructure the league again at the end of next year, which it's one of those that if you get involved in it, it just turns into a minefield.
Yeah, well, I hope it gets resolved, and hopefully to the satisfaction of the club. I mean, and also as well, the RFU, you've got to think about the supporters, those who do travel with you. It's a long way to go down to the southwest to watch games, isn't it?
Yes, yeah, it is. It's something we've taken up with. We were almost in the league last year. We were almost ended up in it then. It's something we've taken up with the RFU, but it seems to fall on deaf ears. That it's our club in the northwest, very much so in the northwest. In a southwest league is just bizarre, but one of those that it might mean we might lose a couple of players, but it is what it is. Someone's going to be the full guy at some point, and it looks like it's us at this moment in time, but We'll take the challenge on and see how it ends up.
Listen, I want to wish you all the very best in getting that one sorted out, because obviously it's difficult for you to make plans for next season not knowing which league you're playing in at this moment in time. And listen, thank you so much for taking part on D-Sport during the season. I'll let you go, have a well-earned break. When do you get back into starting the training again? Is that a few months' time, is it? Or do you have a...
We'll have May off. A couple of the guys will be involved in sort of representative rugby through May, playing for the counties stuff. But we'll have May and then encourage the guys to be back doing their own individual stuff in June, and then back in full swing in July. And hopefully, we say to them every year, please turn up in condition that's in a physical condition that's acceptable. Most years they comply. Some years they have a good 8 week rest and come back maybe a bit rounder than they left, but we'll deal with that when they get back and build on it from there.
Okay, well, hopefully we'll speak to you once you know what league you're playing in. We'll give you a call and during the closed season, and then we'll come back and speak to you during the season, of course, which we're starting in September. So have a good summer, Guy.
Brilliant, and you, thanks very much.
Chester's D Radio Sports with Liverpool FC. Step into spring with the latest LFC label fashion arrivals in store now on Northgate Street, Chester, or online at liverpoolfc.com/store.